this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can also follow me on Twitter or Facebook as Derek Howard. Or Instagram as Comic Book Noise. Alright. I'm still reading the Comic Clement series, which I'm like 6 books in out of 12. And it's really weird because the first half, first off, the pace is still the same. It's still a large cast. There are a lot of different subplots juggling. But it wasn't until towards the end of the 6th book that I started noticing spelling errors, which immediately lets me know, okay, so this is an indie author. No big deal. But, you know, it's like in the first 6 books, the first 5 books, I may have noticed one. Maybe. But then there are like 3 in like the second half of the book. And these are ones that can tell that he ran spell check, but he didn't proofread, where it's passed and passed, you know. And and there was one time where he confused character names because they both started with an M. And if I hadn't been paying attention, I probably would have been completely confused. Like, wait a minute. I thought this guy was what? But anyway, I'm still enjoying it, even with those little things that take me out of the story very briefly. Still a really, really good story, you know? We're at, also, 6 books in, and now we're like, I swear to you, 30 seconds from the comet finally hitting Earth. In fact, the book number 7 is called Impact. And I don't know if he, Kevin George, meant to do this, but there's an epilogue where he describes the effects of the impact. You know, there are 3 basically arcs. There's one in outer space, which is the most well-known one. There's one underground, deep underground in the Ural Mountains where Russia is. And then there's this huge, gigantic underwater ocean liner. You know, it's more than just a submarine. But the impact has affected all of them. God, I don't want to say it. Because what he did was he said what happened, you know, what the comet's crash into Earth did to the underwater ship, because it had to come to the Earth's, you know, had to come to the ocean surface because of a problem with, I'm not going to say what the problem is, but it's if you know anything about submarines, if you know very little about submarines like I do, then you know this is a big deal, right? There was an unforeseen circumstance with the underground one. And then there was a problem that I didn't even think about. Because, you know, I kind of thought that what was going to happen underground might happen. But with the space, I was like, wow, okay, you know what? That makes total sense. Man, I really wish somebody else was reading this so I wouldn't mind talking about it. Because I want to discuss this with somebody. But, or at least, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, right? Because you may read this, and trust me, it's a good read. It is a really good read. All right, but at the end of his epilogue, he points out that at least one of these arcs will not survive. You know, and it's like, oh, I don't know if that's a teaser or if he just, you know, shot his wad too soon with the spoilers. But whatever it was, it got me. I'm raring to get the book, to start reading the book. Now, how can I put this? There's this thing called BookBub, right? Where they send, you know, these are free or drastically discounted books on, you know, ebook services. Mostly, though, it's Google Play books or Amazon ebooks. And some of them are free and some are, like I said, drastically discounted. I saw the synopsis for one of the Comic Clement books, and I was like, yeah, I want to pick that up. And then once I got it, I noticed, oh crap, this is book 3, right? So I was like, all right, I'll go. And I looked, and book 1 was also for free, so I got book 1. Then I found out that the rest of the books are in the Amazon Prime Lenders Library, you know, and I think it might also be on Amazon Unlimited. I don't know yet, but because I don't have that yet. But it was there, you know. So I got it and I'm reading it. So that's how I'm reading it. But as you know, if you have Amazon Prime, the lending library is only for, you know, that calendar month. You can get one book checked out per month. So that if you finish a book on, let's say, February 2nd, and you return it, you still can't get another book until March 1st. So what I did was, even though I was only like 47-48% through with Final Days, on the 28th, I was like, you know what? I want to hurry up and read this so that I can check it out so I can return it. So that's what I did. I returned it. I finished the book and I returned it right before midnight on the 28th. So I was able to just hurry up and immediately get it. So now I have the book and I can go back to my nice leisurely read. But it's, like I said, it's a really good read. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens after the impact. Now, the impact itself really got me thinking. You know, there are some people who try to build like almost like bomb shelters, right? Because the face of, that's what the underground one is. It's just like one great huge bomb shelter that can hold hundreds of people. And you know, and that's another thing, right? There are the three. We know characters in all three, right? Probably the most dislikable character is in the sub, at least dislikable to me. But at the same time, one of the most likable characters is also in the sub, right? Underground, there's a couple of likable characters there, you know, as well as some I don't really give two shits about. And in outer space, this is the one that we know the most about, where most of the characters we have had some sort of personality fleshed out for them, you know. That you know, there are also some unlikable characters up there, but there are also some really likable ones. And regardless of which of these three goes under, it's gonna hurt if you like, if you know, if you really get invested in the story like I am, and you're invested in these characters. At least one of my favorite characters, because I have a favorite character in each location. At least one of them is going to die. So, oh, and you know what? And they keep talking about the three arcs. There's also a fourth, but that's more of a battleship than an arc. Anyway, so I was thinking, if there was something like that, and it really was realistic like this, where there is no, you know, they're not going to be able to send some bunch of oil riggers up on the asteroid to put in a nuclear bomb that splits it in two. You know, this is not Armageddon. I can't remember what happened with Deep Impact, but this is like some really... You know what? The arc, the underwater arc, is sort of like part of 2012, if you saw that movie. I'm not going to tell you which part, but if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. But what would I want to do? What I really want to try to survive, because you know, you've heard me talk before. I'm not a really big... I don't think I would fit in well in a post-apocalyptic landscape. All right. You know, dystopian societies are just not for me. I regularly take stock of my skills, right? And I would not be able to survive, well, number one, without my blood pressure medicine. So there you go, right? That right there. I could probably... Yeah, I don't know. I guess if it's in a post-apocalyptic landscape, dystopian and all that kind of shit, there'd be a lot less red meat for me to eat. And I would probably eat a lot more vegetables, which means that maybe I could take care of that. Salt would be nice, but I don't think that that would be like very high on my list of priorities of things to take with me. So I don't know, the blood pressure medicine, I'd definitely lose weight, so that wouldn't hurt. But I don't know how to hunt. Losing weight and changing my diet would help my high blood pressure, but it would not help my arthritis. So I really don't know how good I would be at chopping wood or whatever it is people do. I've never shot a gun in my life. Yeah, black man from Detroit, never shot a gun. I've never created anything that wasn't digital, you know. I draw, but let's face it, post-apocalyptic, I really don't think that people who can draw comic book art are going to be really placed at a pedestal, you know. I don't think most entertainers will be, to tell you the truth, unless you can tell a good story. And I could do that, but I don't know. What am I going to do? Trade a good story to entertain the children for, I don't know, a bag of potato chips or something? Yeah, I'd starve. So, I'm not a big fan of surviving cataclysms, you know. If zombies came down the street right now, some people would be like, oh, I got to get my family. I've got to survive. I'd be like, ah, fuck. And that's it. Yeah, what am I going to do except die? So, need feedback. Would you want to survive a cataclysm or not? And if you say yes, not only why, but what do you think that you would be able to bring to help rebuild society? Anyway, go ahead. Send me an email. That's Derek@deliberatenoise.com. Or call the audio comment line. It's woefully underused. 734 331-0772. It's my Google Google Voice. There you go. Google Voice. Or leave a comment on Twitter or Facebook. You can follow me Twitter, Facebook, like I said, Derek Howard. Or if you really want to be creative, follow me on Instagram at Comic Book Noise and leave me an Instagram saying, hey, Derek, this is what I do. That would be interesting. Anyway, thank you, and I'll be back soon with another episode.